Hey, the countdown is on. The NBA season will get underway. I cannot believe it, in less than 2 weeks. And right here at SB Nation Radio, we're going to break it all down. So right off the top, let's hit the hardwood. Let's focus on the world champions, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Always so excited to catch up with a contributor to CNN World Sports. He's also the author of NBA Tales of a Frugal Fan, Beating the NBA. That is the great Motez Bashar, who I'm sure is very fired up about the season. He's probably been lacing it up and working on that jump shot, right, Motez?
Absolutely. You got it, Biggie. Thanks for having me, as always.
Okay, so let's start with the Cavs. Last year, they climbed to the top of the mountain, and we have to wonder, I mean, what is going to be next? I know their goal is to repeat. What do you think will be the keys for success?
Well, it seems almost like a foregone conclusion that they will make the finals. Even though they didn't really retool at all, I had a feeling Kevin Love would be gone, that they would make some kind of trade, but they didn't. They also lost Mozgov, and it seems now that LeBron's right-hand man, J.R. Smith, won't be coming back either. I'm not quite sure how much of an impact that'll be, because Kyrie Irving is really blossoming into one of the best players in the league. So perhaps the loss of Smith and more touches for Irving won't be a bad thing. They did also bring in Mike Dunleavy Jr., mm-hmm. and I think that's an excellent pickup. Although Dunleavy has been, he's been struggling with some back problems and things like that in the last few years, but he's an extremely smart player, high basketball IQ, and more importantly, his shot selection is very good. He's a good three-point shooter, and he doesn't waste a lot of shots, unlike the streaky J.R. Smith. So I think that's a nice addition. Also, they got Birdman. I don't know how much he's got left in the tank, but he could contribute right. A good, 15 minutes a night and annoy the heck out of the opposing center. So these things are good. They're probably missing one big trade or one big move to compete toe-to-toe with Golden State again, but I think they'll be right there again in the finals.
Well, obviously for the Cavs, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, that is the core of this team. But what I hear you saying is perhaps, is there some doubt that the Cavs, have they really done enough in the offseason to defend the title, Motez?
Well, as everyone says, it's a marathon, not a sprint, So
okay.
I think a lot of this will come down to how healthy these guys are come, May and June. And as we saw in the last two seasons, in the season before last, they weren't healthy and they lost in the finals. And last season, Golden State were the ones who suffered some injuries and suspensions and whatnot, and they couldn't do it. So, this is all going to come down to conditioning, resting players, making sure the guys are ready for the finals. And you know what? You could argue that if Kevin Love comes back as an all-star, that is the big addition to the team. So if they can get him, his confidence should be riding high after the finals, because he was a pretty integral part of Game 7, even though he only played, 20, 22 minutes or something like that a night in the finals. But, why not? Try and get in his head. They're paying him a max contract, so massage him a little bit and make him the all-star that he was, and there you go. They've got a big three all over again.
Hey, we're hooping it up with CNN feature writer and author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. Always a Biggie favorite. That, of course, is Motez Bashara, right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Biggie Sports Show. Of course, Motez is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is progressive. Okay, so talk to me, Motez, about Kevin Love. He is in, his third season with the Cavs. What are your expectations for him, and do you think he's finally going to flourish? It seems like those guys, towards the end of the season and in that championship run, they really seem to gel, especially between him and LeBron.
They did. They did. And the first guy to hug LeBron right. after they won, and the second after they won, was, of course, Kevin Love. And Kevin Love had that big stop on Steph Curry in one of the last possessions of the game. And so he should be riding high. Why not? He redeemed himself in those finals. And, I think the pressure is off because they won one. Had they lost, all eyes would be on Kevin Love, and people would be saying, why on earth did they trade for him and pay him all that money? But I think the pressure is off a little bit. He can be himself a little bit more. I do remember in the beginning of last season, they were desperately trying to get him a lot of touches in the beginning of games to get some movement, get some rhythm with Kevin Love. And I think they'll try that again, you know, in the first quarter of the season for sure, to make him a feature player, try and get his stats up, try and get his numbers up to around 20 points a game, 18, 20 points a game. And, you know, he's always been a good rebounder. That's something, you know, that's all that takes is effort. So, and he's got that for sure. I think he can come back. Can he be the player he was in Minnesota, where he was the number one guy? I don't think so. You know, not when you've got Kyrie Irving and LeBron James on the floor. He's just never going to be that guy again, not with the Cavs. That's kind of why I thought he'd leave and maybe go to the Lakers. But, you know, kudos to him. Winning is clearly more important to him than being the number one guy. And that says a lot for Kevin Love. And a lot of other guys in the league couldn't do that or haven't been able to do that in the past.
Okay, so Montez, how much does Kevin Love's production, how much does it need to improve to justify, you're talking about a $21 million salary.
Yeah, I mean, if
that's a lot of coin,
everything is justified. You know?
Right.
So they won, and what else can you say? You know, he was worth it at the end of the day. I think we, you know, you raise a good point now, because the salaries have just gone ballistic in this off season, especially. So $21 million a year for a guy like Kevin Love all of a sudden doesn't look that ridiculous when you've got guys like Nick Batum making $120 million over 5 years. Chandler Parsons, who you could argue is nowhere near the player Kevin Love is, is now making $94 million over 4 years. So that's right in that territory. And, of course, you've got Mike Conley, 5 years at $153 million, the biggest contract ever signed in the NBA, for a guy who's been, you know, injured the past couple of seasons and has never been an all-star. So, you know, what can you say? $22 million is probably right about fair market value for Kevin Love today.
Okay, CNN feature writer Motez Bashara back with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about, you know, Kevin Love with the Cavs. I am just curious, I mean, why do you think he has declined in terms of his play and his production since he joined them? Is it just, you alluded to earlier about, you know, finding rhythm and getting into the system?
It's exactly what Chris Bosh said would happen, you know, before the LeBron started again with the Cavs. He said Kevin Love is going to lose a lot of touches. He's going to have to change his role, and it's going to be difficult for him. And, you know, he called it. And you could argue Chris Bosh did a much better job of transitioning to be one of three all-stars on a team rather than being
point.
The number one guy with the Toronto Raptors.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you know, Bosh went to four finals and won two of them. And if he never plays another game in the NBA, which he might not, he will be proud of himself, and he will know that he made the right decision. And, you know, if Kevin Love can win another championship, I think he would feel the same way. It's tough. It's an extremely tough situation for a guy like that who's in the prime of his career to know that he could be doing more with other teams. However, he's playing with perhaps the greatest player to ever, you know, play basketball, or certainly one of the top three. And, you know, a lot of people would relish the chance to play with LeBron James, be a starter in an NBA Finals two, perhaps three seasons running. You can't put a price on that.
Okay, so why hasn't J.R. Smith relished the opportunity to play with LeBron James? Obviously, he still remains without a contract. And, you know, obviously, perhaps he might be seduced to go over to, what, the Celtics. That's what's being reported the latest.
I mean, I don't want to be unkind to J.R. Smith, but J.R. Smith, in the past, has been a pretty selfish player.
Really?
Perhaps he's been listening to his agent a little too much, and his agent tells him, listen, you are a $15 million a year player. You're not a $12 million a year player. And, you know, what can I say? You know, this harks back to a guy like Glenn Rice. His first year with the Lakers, won a championship. Lakers rolled off three in a row, and Rice thought he was worth more than he was, and went, I can't remember, I think he went to Portland, and no one ever heard from him again. But this, you know, it reminds me exactly of that. You know, J.R. Smith is a cog in the machine. J.R. Smith is not the number one, two, number three. He's the number four guy on that front five. And if the Celtics want to take a chance on him, then great. But I really don't think he's quite that important to the team. In fact, I think they could use a little more stability in the front five.
Motez Bashara with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The NBA conversation will continue after this quick timeout.